Paul is saying here is something that I think is very, very significant to us. And that is, if I am serving the Lord God Almighty, and I am an obedient servant of His, that I am to walk in the resurrection power of Jesus as an available vessel for Him to do His resurrection work in and through me, so that it's not my work. Shouldn't be my effort. And I know the difference when I'm doing it in His strength and in my own. And you see, some types of personalities have more trouble with that than others. Now, there are some folks who say, man, just relax and let Jesus do it. No. If there's one thing this verse says, it says that I have a responsibility. And my responsibility is to be steadfast, unshakable, abounding in His work. That is, I am to be a living, vibrant vessel available to the living Christ to do through us what He so chooses. And the truth is, if we are available, you know what will happen? The resurrection power of Jesus Christ will make us steadfast in the work. He'll make us unshakable in the work. And He'll make us abounding in the work. And I believe the evidence here is very clear. If a child of God is not steadfast, and if they're not unshakable, and if they're not abounding in the work of the Lord, they're not walking in the Spirit. Let me ask you a question. Listen, when it comes to the Great Commission, does God skip folks? Does He just say, number 1, 5, 7, 12, 39, 49, 100, 269? Are we the only folks that that applies to? Then, friend, if it applies to all of us, so does this verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor. Now watch this. Your labor won't be empty, useless, and fruitless. Look in Revelation chapter 22 and look at this. One last verse and then I close. Listen. Chapter 22, verse 12. Jesus said, I'm coming, and I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done. Now you think about it. It's your life, which is really His life. And I simply want to ask you a question, my friend. Listen to me. The resurrection's future, how far future it is, we don't know. But I just want to ask you a question. As a born-again child of the living God, indwelt by the very being of Jesus Christ, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, living in the hope of the resurrection of Jesus Christ within us, living with the hope of heaven, empowered by the Holy Spirit, having been commissioned by Jesus Christ, having been equipped to serve the living God. Are you committed to being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that it's not in vain, but when He comes, He will reward you for your work done in His blessed name. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, the truth is we ought to all be ashamed of ourselves. We offer You so many excuses and little petty things that must grieve Your heart. We start telling You why we can't do this and why we can't do that, when You know that You have equipped us and empowered us and energized us and blessed us beyond even our own comprehension. And Lord, I know in my own heart, I know what it means to walk and to serve You in resurrection power, divine supernatural energy that cannot be measured and seems to have no end. And then I know what it means to wear myself out doing it my own way. I want to thank You for Your patience to keep on teaching me. And Lord, my prayer is that You'll utilize this message tonight and just sink it way down inside, God. Let it take root. Let it work in the mind, the spirit, the emotions, the will, the action of every single person who's heard it. And Father, I pray that You'll put the fear, that is the reverence for the judgment, in our hearts, that we might understand the seriousness of being a Christian and that ultimate and final day of accountability. And this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. If you're a believer, God has an assignment for you, but it's not up to you to do alone. He's given you the Holy Spirit to live within you, and you can trust Him to enable you to do anything God calls you to do. To listen again, go to intouch.org and click the link to Today on Radio. And that's where you'll find many resources that can help you know what it means to follow Jesus and live out your faith every day. Connect to our online bookstore if you'd like to order a copy of Dr. Stanley's complete message, The Challenge of the Resurrection, or order his teaching set, Risen, a study of 1 Corinthians 15. Again, that's intouch.org or call 1-800-INTOUCH. If you prefer to write, our address is In Touch, Post Office Box 7900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30357. Are you worried about what will happen after this life? You don't have to be. Today's Moment with Charles Stanley is just ahead.
In our spiritual journey, we often have questions. How do I know God's will for my life? Does God hear my prayers? Why do bad things happen? The answers are found in the Word of God. But how do we know where to start? The free In Touch devotional can help point you in the right direction. With biblically based content from Dr. Charles Stanley, you'll gain insight and wisdom through daily devotions, Bible studies, and more. The In Touch devotional, delivered monthly to your mailbox. Subscribe for free at intouch.org/daily.
Sometimes it feels as if all is lost. Life seems broken, beyond repair. But during those moments, we can have faith that God will heal and redeem our brokenness. In Dr. Stanley's book, Finding God's Blessings in Brokenness, you'll find encouragement to help you stay strong in your faith despite the obstacles. To order, call 1-800-INTOUCH or visit intouch.org/store.
You're listening to In Touch. One day, Jesus will return. That should make a difference in how believers live now. Here's a moment with Charles Stanley.
You and I are a part of God's immeasurable, incomparable, indescribable kingdom. That is the rule of Christ. And He says that one of these days, He's coming for His church, the time of tribulation, He's coming in judgment and set up a millennial reign. For 1,000 years of beautiful rule. Following that, the ultimate judgment, and following that, eternity. Listen, we're already in. And when you think about the little problems and the heartaches and the burdens we have done, you listen, if you forget who you are, where you are, what you're doing, and where you're headed, these things can become gigantic. But when you and I say who we are, who are we? We are the saints of Almighty God living in Christ. Where are we headed? We are heaven bound. What are we doing down here? Reflecting the life of Jesus Christ. What is our motivation? To be conformed to the likeness of Christ. That has nothing to do with Charles Stanley. That's all God oriented. That's all Christ oriented. That's all Christ uplifting. And when we get the big picture, we're going to stop talking about the little things and begin to talk about big, humongous things, God's things.
Learn more about God's promises to those who trust in His Son, Jesus, at intouch.org. And if you have a story about how God's grace has touched you through this program, we'd love to hear it. On this Good Friday, we trust you'll spend some time reflecting on the incomparable sacrifice Jesus made on our behalf and join a group of other believers on Easter Sunday to praise God for the glorious resurrection of our Savior. Have a wonderful Resurrection Day and join us again Monday to hear about living the life that never dies on In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. This program is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, and remains on this station through the grace of God and your faithful prayers and gifts.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. On Sunday morning, Easter Sunday, Christians will gather in houses of worship around the world like they have since the very first century and make a proclamation to one another. It's the central claim of the Christian faith. We'll look at each other and we'll say those words, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Now it's tempting to make that claim in a highly personal and privatized way. In other words, saying something like, I believe, like you do, that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And I hope you do believe that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. But that doesn't quite catch the full effect of that proclamation throughout Christian history. When the first Christians said that Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, they were making a public statement in a context where everyone had seen Jesus die. It was a public proclamation, not a statement of personal conviction. And this public proclamation has incredible implications for how Christians should see life in the world, particularly in an increasingly challenging context. It won't just be Americans that say Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, on Easter Sunday morning. It will also be our brothers and sisters in parts of the world who, by saying that, can bring great harm and great danger upon themselves. I think, for example, of our brothers and sisters in Nigeria, the most dangerous place to be a Christian these days on the planet. In fact, it's now been several Easters in a row where Fulani herdsmen, inspired by their Islamic convictions, have attacked Christians on Easter Sunday morning in houses of worship. The casualties have numbered in the thousands. They will say Christ is risen, he is risen indeed as well. And what does it all mean? Well, many people know that the Apostle Paul wrote an epistle to the church at Philippi that's all about what it means to have joy. The incredibly complicated part of this book is that Paul wrote it while he was in prison. So the context of the book of joy in the Bible is prison. There's also a book that's all about having hope. In fact, the way Peter talks about hope in his first epistle sounds an awful lot like how Paul talks about joy in Philippians. And 1 Peter also was written in an unexpected context. Peter is writing to a group of Christians, early believers, who are facing an increasingly intensifying persecution. In fact, he knows that the persecution's only going to get worse. And historically speaking, you might recognize the name of the source of this persecution, the Roman Emperor Nero. In other words, just as the context of the book of joy written by Paul in the Bible is prison, the context of the book of hope in the Bible written by Peter is persecution. And to these new believers that are facing an imminent and incredibly difficult situation, Peter says that they have hope. Not that they ought to feel hope, because for Peter, hope is not a feeling. Hope is a certainty. And the real difference can be seen in the source of that hope. You see, when we use the word hope, we tend to mean something along the lines of wishful thinking. I hope, we might say, that the next election goes differently. I hope that the Supreme Court decides this very important case in the direction that I think that they should. I hope that my team is able to survive and advance in March Madness. But that's not how Peter uses the word hope. It's not a hope for a situation to change. It's a hope in a situation that's already happened and will never change. And what is that thing for Peter that has already happened and will never change and grounds our hope no matter what the future holds? It's those same words that we'll say to each other this Sunday morning, like believers have since the very beginning of the church. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with Breakpoint. Have a blessed Easter. And for more resources to live like a Christian today, go to breakpoint.org.
New Beginnings Funeral Home in Pembroke Pines alerts listeners that 22 veterans take their lives every day. Together we can win this war against veteran suicide. Join the effort to encourage our veterans by reminding them there is hope. If you are a veteran in crisis or you know a veteran battling an enemy within, please call for help or emergency services. That message of support is from New Beginnings Funeral Home in Pembroke Pines, where they are reminding our brave veterans, you are not alone.
You're listening.